packed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Want a real neighborhood bar where you can hang out and enjoy life? Head to Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive. Happy hour is Monday through Friday from 3 till 7. The kitchen at Rick and Moe's is open 7 days a week. Every Saturday, Bear County Texas-style barbecue will be featured. Try their delicious beef ribs, brisket, pork ribs, pulled pork, and sausage. It's prepared by their own Bear County Texas native. See them today about catering your next event. You can count on Rick and Moe's to have all the best NFL and college action on the big screens. There's NFL games on Sunday and on Monday nights. College football takes over on Thursdays and all day on Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Rick and Moe's still has your favorite live music too, with open mic night on Tuesdays and great acoustic acts and live bands from Wednesday night through the weekend. Check Rick and Moe's Facebook page for this week's schedule. There's never a cover charge at Rick and Moe's. On the east side at Vaughn Road and Watchman Drive.
Mono's.
Airport Trailer is the River Region headquarters for CM Truck Beds. CM Truck Beds, built to work, built to last, perfect for farming and ranching, and the new service beds for technicians and service workers. CM Truck Beds are the best in the industry, and you can see the difference. B&W hitches, sealed wiring harnesses, LED lights, and premium powder coat finishes. CM Truck Beds look good and are built to work. Airport Trailer, your River Region Big Tech's dealer. New trailers, repairs, or tune-ups, it's Airport Trailer. Call 288-5785. Make your trailer come to life at Airport Trailer.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, the most trusted name in metal roofing solutions for over 20 years. Learn more at GulfCoastSupply.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. As the fall season begins, the risk of a shower very small, but not zero. They'll fade out overnight tonight, overnight low 72. Then for tomorrow, look for a few widely scattered storms here and there for some lucky towns. Many towns will get skipped, though. Look for abundant sunshine with a high temperature around 92. Rain chances do get a little bit better on Monday. A generous supply in the afternoon and evening hours. In fact, the rain chances escalate to about 50-50 by Tuesday and Wednesday as a front nears the area. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, and push notifications for severe weather alerts even when you're out of town. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program.
Postman, you want to finish what you were saying?
Yes.
About this wave coming that they blocked?
Yeah, it seems unfair that they're delaying something, you know,
to say
that,
the least.
We've been waiting on. Yeah, I've been waiting on, and a whole lot of other people have been waiting on also. But they don't
play by the rules anyway.
No, they're not going to play by the rules at all. And what they're afraid of is going to cause chaos, you know, once we wake up. Because once the masses wake up.
Oh yeah, it's on, baby.
Yeah, it'll be on then for sure.
I think back to the movie They Live, which John Carpenter's, and I love that movie. When he knocks down the beam that prevents everybody from seeing what everything really is, and suddenly the girl that's laying in bed with this guy, you know, they're doing, you know, he and she, and suddenly he's an alien, and she's freaking out. You know, everybody suddenly is looking at people they've known all their lives. They ain't real. They're aliens.
Right.
Creepy.
Yeah, even though that was fiction, and some of that actually is going to happen, you know, when that takes place. But all God has done is preparing us, you know, to actually ascend, and to change our DNA, so that we can get back to Him, so that we can be the man or the woman that it was intended to be in the garden in the beginning.
Amen.
That's what's about to take place. Like, I don't know the day, the hour. They didn't know that sun was going to going to release some energy on that day, but when it actually happens, we actually gonna get one that's going to be big enough that no vessel will be able to inhibit, and nothing will stop it. As a matter of fact, once it happens, the earth will ascend right along with us, because the earth is a living entity just like we are.
God is being destroyed, Postman. They are killing it.
Right. Yes, they are. It's actually moaning and groaning for redemption, just like we are internally. But the thing is, you know, a lot of people don't even know that's what's going on with them.
They don't have a clue. They go to the doctor and they give them some kind of pharmaceutical, and you know, it makes me sick.
And
literally,
that actual event that Gina Marie Colvin Hill recorded, we weren't supposed to see that, folks. But she recorded it and she put it out.
And I love it.
There are several people online trying to debunk that, and if you'll see them, because they'll come up right along with what she's posted, and it's amazing. It's amazing that she was actually recording this when it took place, and they shut down all the sun facing cameras, so nobody would see that, and she did it on the.
She did it on her own, didn't she?
Yeah, on an iPhone or a telescope. Can you believe that?
I can, because I've captured amazing stuff. The cameras in these new phones are amazing.
Yeah.
They really are. Only thing that the three, everybody knows I found my three. I've been taking pictures because it gives me the ability to do sepia and inverted. The only advantage the 8 has over the 3 camera-wise is I got it twice as much zoom. I got 8X versus 4X, but I use digital night vision anyway. I never go above 4X, so... But the camera, the quality is incredible. You can go out on a totally dark night with one of these new galaxies, point to the sky and take a picture and see all the stars. It's amazing.
You're right. And I mean, if you've seen the movie Knowing with Nicolas Cage, you know that movie wasn't written right. And the thing was, they took only the children, and that says something too. And because. That's what they actually, that's all the pedophilia rings, in other words, what I'm talking about. Because they're not only here on Earth, they actually take them off Earth, you know, to certain parts of the solar system and throughout the galaxy to...
It's demonic.
Use them in certain ways, use them in vile ways. Mm-hmm. And like I've said before in the program, Some of the women that they've abducted from the planet. Some of these women and men have sired whole races on certain worlds to populate other worlds that they've discovered, and they're doing the same thing on Mars. They're actually slaves on Mars right now.
I've heard
as we speak right now, there are over 250,000 people living on Mars and at Ares Prime. There's a station on Mars. It's called Ares Prime. There's over 250,000 people living in that settlement.
Laura Eisenhower, the granddaughter of Ike, is actually, she was one of the ones who went there. She talks about that. Very, just throws it out there. She's been there.
Yeah, but little do some of those people know. And when you sign up, there's a lot of people who signed up to go there. Once they
it
get
wasn't
that,
what they thought it was going to be.
No, then once they find out, once they get there, they're going to find out the same prehistoric creatures that were here on Earth at the time, the same ones are on Mars.
T-Rex.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to be a whole lot of fun,
and
running from T-Rex.
They talk about there's a pterodactyl-type creature that was on the movie Riddick. I don't know if you saw it or not.
You know,
man,
I don't watch
that
movies.
Thing, that was the awful-looking bird-type creature I'd ever seen in my life. I mean, it was.
And I guess he's
awful.
A carnivore?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Hunts down men and eats them.
Right, and these things can fly.
Of course.
Know.
Fast. Let me just say this. You know, I've heard that I've lost listeners and fans with the arrival of Postman on Clearing the Air. And I suspect there may be some truth to that, but for reasons other than what most of you are thinking. It's not Postman himself that frightens most of you. It's what he tells us. And I say us instead of you because I'm learning so much from him. But what he's telling us is truly frightening. However, it is the truth. Now, I've avoided the deep end of the pool for over 3 years, choosing instead to focus on what I felt were more earthly issues. However, as more and more facts come out, it would seem that the earthly issues may, in fact, have their origins in space. Make no mistake, whatever is inbound, be it Planet X, Nibiru, or our redemption, it is either in a holding pattern awaiting instructions or is on the cusp of entering into our little area of the Milky Way. You know, take, for instance, what he just told us about the Solar Observatory. You know, that itself is strange, but when you factor in the fact that at least 7 that we know of online telescopes were taken offline at the same time, well, folks, there's something up there they're seeing, and he just told you what it was. Now, you can sit there and talk about how you don't believe in aliens and all this stuff. It's not biblical. Yeah, it is. You need to read your Bible. You know, I was reading a story about this observatory in the closings yesterday when I noticed a link to a message board attached to the email that was forwarded to me. A quick perusal of the messages on that board led me to the realization that many biblical scholars of prophecy are stating on the record that the rapture is going to happen this year. Now, as a Church of Christ person, I thought the rapture was just a stupid Blondie song from the 80s, not a holy extraction of the godly. So I'll leave the validity of the rapture to all you good Baptists out there, because I don't know. Just remember, no dancing. All right, let's go ahead and hit this break. Folks, we'll be back in 3 short minutes.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bells Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bells Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
It's the 65th Annual Alabama National Fair, September 28th through October 8th at Garrett Coliseum. Join News Talk 93.1 and Blue Water Broadcasting at the fair. Win tickets. Come see us on the Midway in our booth. Meet the on-air personalities and play our free games. Get free admission to the fair Wednesday, October 3rd from 3 until 6 p.m. on Blue Water Broadcasting Day. Plus over 60 thrilling rides on the Long Midway. We'll see you on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to the program. You know, on Dan's show this past week, our mayor, Todd Strange, told us that when federal funds are used, as in an 80-20 arrangement to pave Wears Ferry Road, the work has to be bid out. Well, the problem we have now is the one who won the bid subcontracted the work, and weeks have gone by with nothing being done. Now, I guess all the people that complained, it got its way back, and suddenly the lanes, they paved another lane today, thank God, but the mayor claimed that the contractual time frame would be met. The question I have is, how long were they given to complete this? I know when I do bids, now I don't do bids for services, I do bids for equipment. But, I mean, good God, they have 90 days to pay. Sometimes they request 180 days to pay. It's like everything's to their benefit. I don't understand, how much time do they give these people to pave Wears Ferry? They must have given them 6 months or 9 months. That's crazy.
I think I heard him say it was 75 days, right?
Was it? Well, that, man, I don't see how they're going to make it. I really don't.
And they had, like, I think, like, 2 or 3 more weeks to go before.
Well, they may make it if it's that long.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I don't understand that. I guess, well, the federal government, you know, they want the states to be as beholden to them as they can because they want to wield as much power as they can, hence the 80-20, all the federal money. You know, I think states should have to take care of that stuff themselves. I think we should have our own paving equipment. The sad part of all this is if they would just spend 15 to 20% more money, they could have a job, a paving job that would last 10 times longer than this cheap job that they do. But they can't do that, you know, because they want the cheapest, because people, you know, steal it and greed and whatever, and it's just, once again, man's inherent sins.
Yeah, and plus the local contractors didn't have that kind of technology.
Evidently.
Yeah. I'm hearing that the plastic is the best way to go.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I've talked about this on the show so many times because I saw this over a decade ago. An old hippie couple in Arizona came up with a composite solar panel paving. I guess it's a system. They interlock. They all have solar panels made into them. In the video, they show one of these giant construction dump trucks that's, you know, the tires are taller than we are, running over these things. It doesn't hurt them. You can't tear them up. Just think what would happen if every bit of asphalt were replaced with something like this that pulled electricity from the sun. Our infrastructure could be powered free by the sun. But that's never going to happen. But anyway, something fun to think about. This past week, we've got some more information, and God, I really hate to get into politics, but Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, during their final days of access to the FBI files and computers, Andrew McCabe and Peter Strzok, before losing their jobs, each allegedly tried to destroy evidence and documents per well-placed FBI and DOJ sources. Though at differing times, McCabe and Strzok were under 24-hour surveillance both at the office and outside FBI headquarters in D.C., and any documents, files, and databases that were deleted or manipulated by McCabe and Strzok were being recorded and documented by federal agents. The original records were restored after the duo vacated the FBI. They had no clue they were being watched, said one FBI informant. Federal sources said a grand jury is being convened involving McCabe and Strzok and other FBI agents, and the evidence gathered by federal officials during the final weeks at the FBI will be front and center, but the grand jury will also be examining other violations during their official tenures. Hoover, we all know who he is, he's the plant, is running a grand jury from what I hear a DOJ source confirmed, giving the entire process hush. Given the high-profile FBI link players involved, there's so much to tackle from what I know. The grand jury is now moving into the witness phase. That's from TruePundit.com. Now, we know Bruce Orr committed perjury when he testified. I mean, all of this stuff, blah, 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 blah. They're lying. But will they ever go to jail? No, they won't. It's never going to happen. You know, they're going to all, Feinstein and all these Luciferian scumbags. It's sickening. It just makes me sick. I hate even talking about it. And I understand how Greg feels. Greg wants to put the happy back in happy hour because he's sick of hearing it too. But, you know, it's kind of front and center. That's all we're hearing these days. But it just ain't right. This is not a of, by, and for the people country anymore. And it infuriates me. It really does. Okay. Let's see. U.S. Representative Keith Ellison, deputy chair of the Democratic National Committee since 2017, has been accused of domestic abuse against his ex-girlfriend, Karen Monahan, who supports her accusation with text messages, medical records, and therapy records. Monahan claims she has been smeared, threatened, and isolated by her own Democratic Party. Here's something I was talking about earlier. A hidden video shows one Natarajan Subramanian, who is an auditor for the Government Accountability Office and a member of the Democratic Socialist of America. Now, he manages social media for the DSA and admits working on DSA projects while he's at his federal job, despite knowing that it's prohibited. He says there are numerous communists in the party, and he is one of them. He also says that one of his DSA friends is a contractor for the Department of Defense with top secret clearance, who works on war planning for Syria. Now, this guy, Subramanian, whatever his name is, says that DSA only endorses candidates they can control and that there are many, many other government employees who are DSA members. What are the chances? Well, yeah, here's another one. Allison Habrar, a paralegal at the Department of Justice and active member of the Democratic Socialists of America, says she and her co-workers resist President Trump's policies from the inside and that she's lucky to work for DOJ because she cannot be fired. She led a protest at the home of Washington, D.C. lobbyist Jeremy Wiley. How do you do, Mr. Wiley? Who works on behalf of a company that builds prisons. She admitted using government resources to find Wiley's address and to run a license plate report on his car, which is in violation of the Hatch Act. And in another interview, it's learned that Jessica Chabelle, the former chief of staff for the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services during the Obama administration, now acts as a conduit for current employees who are part of the covert resistance movement against the Trump administration. They send leaked material to her, which she forwards to the media that uses it to move public opinion against President Trump. Folks, if it weren't for Project Veritas, we wouldn't know any of this because patriots have been taking it upon themselves to expose these traitors within our government. Why is Sessions not doing anything about it, folks? Because he's one of them. He is one of them. There's no other answer. I can't come up with any other answer. He's one of them. I thought he was a Boy Scout. He's one of them. In other news, according to a new report, illegal aliens have stolen 39 million Social Security numbers, which are now being used to work in the U.S. The Immigration Reform Law Institute says the issue stems from an executive order issued by, guess, take a wild guess, come on, five letters, starts with an O, ends with an A, Obama, that stopped notification to employers if their workers' identities didn't match up with the Social Security number on their W-2. Former federal prosecutor Sidney Powell says that Trump could reverse the executive order anytime he wants to restart issuing notices to employers and resume prosecuting violators, but has not done so. I keep hearing that. It's unreal. On Monday, President Trump demanded the documents related to the Russia probe be declassified. In response, Democrat Congressman Nancy, Congressperson, Congress, whatever she is, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck, pedophile, Schumer, Adam Schiff, and Mark Warner, who are on the Intelligence Oversight Committee, Intelligence Oversight Committee, sent a letter to top intelligence leaders reminding them that they had agreed that they would not provide the White House or any of the president's attorneys with access to sensitive information briefed to a small group of designated members. In other words, these intelligence officials who are part of the executive branch, which is subject to the authority of the president, agree to withhold information from their boss. Now, if the president runs true to form, he will do nothing about this. He may not even mention it, says G. Edward Griffin. He's absolutely right. If Trump is a patriot, why is he not acting like one? I don't get it. Do you get it, Postman?
Not exactly. You know, sometimes I'll have confidence in what he's doing, and other times, you know, I don't. But I guess you got to take the good with the bad sometimes.
Well said, sir.
I'd much rather have him in office than anybody else right now, because
certainly better than Hillary.
Right, because I think he's the one for the time that we're in now, for sure.
I do too. And you know, he may not be dignified, he may not be presidential, but he's a street fighter. He's a Yankee, New York, arrogant, loudmouth street fighter. Maybe that's what we need. We haven't had one. Let's try that and see how that approach works. Because doing it the right way hasn't worked.
Yeah, because
if they've even tried.
Because we need somebody in there, you know, to actually take down this. This basically, you know, what it is. It's the planet that we live on is a. I don't know if you ever heard anybody say this, call it this, but it's a military planet ran by the Draco Federation. That's exactly what it is.
We have free will, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, when you say Draco, are we talking demonic?
We're talking the dragon people. I'm talking about the...
like is in the Garden
actually,
of Eden?
Like the one that was in the Garden of Eden. That
like
one.
The big one they have inside the Vatican in that big hall? The big statue
have,
of
yeah,
it?
And the one today...
What are the chances?
That park they have in South America. Those 19-foot statues they have on those pedestals in South America.
Yep, worship them.
Yeah.
What are the chances, folks? It's all tied together.
The Indians from the subcontinent of India call them the Nagi.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
You know, I read something. I've read so much stuff in the last 2 weeks because we weren't on air, obviously, about the Cherokee tribe being related to the Hebrews or God's chosen people. There's a lot of similarity.
I've heard
there.
That, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. American Indians. Before we hit this break, you're not going to believe this story. They charged a woman. This woman... who runs a North Carolina nonprofit called Crazy Claws and Paws. She saved over 24 pets during Hurricane Florence. But now she's facing charges because she didn't have a permit. Can you believe that?
Wow.
She was in the process of building a shelter when Florence hit the coast, so she offered the space to pet owners in the area. So she's out there saving the animals, and she gets nailed for not having a permit. That is unbelievable. But this is the world we're living in, folks. Another one real quick. Earlier this month, Jackson County, Florida Deputy Zachary Webster was fired after an investigation revealed he had planted drugs on multiple suspects. Now prosecutors are dropping at least 24 cases that he was involved in after his own body camera showed him framing innocent people. Folks, listen to me. There are innocent people in prisons all over this country, people that were set up by people within law enforcement for a specific reason. Think about that. Innocent people. We'll be back in 5 minutes. Y'all, please, come back with us.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meters, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right!
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Bum, 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 bum
This is David for the highly acclaimed, award-winning Mr. Sandman Mattress in Montgomery and Millbrook. To celebrate winning this award for the 18th time, Mr. Sandman is having an amazing customer appreciation end of summer sale. We have unbeatable deals on Serta, Jameson, Restonic, King Coil, Sutherland, and other great brands. Headboard bargains, latex and memory foam pillows. Most mattresses we carry are unique to this area and include copper-infused latex models, solid Talalay latex sets, the luxurious Bellagio collection from Serta, and some new budget sets arriving soon. No interest financing is available, and we actually have hundreds of mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. Adjustable bases start at $199, add a memory foam mat for only $219. We're the local guys with more choices, lower prices, and excellent customer service. Shop around, but before you buy, visit Mr. Sandman on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery or on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Find out why we keep getting voted the best mattress store, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey, Aubrey, you about ready to go fishing?
Daddy, I got to study for this history test.
I got a history question for you. Who scored the last touchdown in the 1972 Iron Bowl?
David Langner. Punt, Bama, punt.
When you want the best in fried shrimp, Apalachicola Bay oysters, fresh mullet and gator tail, come see us at Nick's. We're located 10 miles east of Midway Bridge Road, overlooking the beautiful Chattahatchee Bay.
Look out, Alabama. Us Auburn fans are on the Gus bus. Don't need to discuss much. It's Nick's, not Nick Saban. War Eagle.
Hey there, this is Dr. Sam, and you know my favorite at Nick's Seafood is a seafood platter. Apalachicola oysters, succulent shrimp, fried clams that'll knock your socks off, fried grouper or snapper, and for the non-seafood eater, the absolute best steaks and chicken platters this side of the Mississippi. They don't forget the little sailors, too, with a fantastic menu for them to select from. And you know generations of families have been eating at Nick's Seafood on Highway 20 between Destin and Freeport. Trey wants to personally thank all of the South Alabama listeners who have stopped by since he's been on Bama Country. He appreciates your business at Nick's Seafood, Highway 20, Freeport, Florida.
Student loans, credit card payments, payday loans. I felt trapped by all the money I owed. Then I heard about debt consolidation from ASE Credit Union. It was such a relief to have someone help me figure it all out. Whether it's a lower interest loan or a zero interest credit card, ASE can help you get out of debt faster and lower your monthly payments. Say yes to ASE. They're your goals. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. As the fall season begins, the risk of a shower very small, but not zero. They'll fade out overnight tonight, overnight low 72. Then for tomorrow, look for a few widely scattered storms. Here and there for some lucky towns. Many towns will get skipped, though. Look for abundant sunshine with a high temperature around 92. Rain chances do get a little bit better on Monday. A generous supply in the afternoon and evening hours. In fact, the rain chances escalate to about 50-50 by Tuesday and Wednesday as a front nears the area. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, and push notifications for severe weather alerts even when you're out of town. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Winning the war on drugs? Colombian cocaine output soars to record levels. Colombia is now producing more cocaine than it ever has in its history, according to a new report by Bloomberg. The amount of land planted with coca shrubs is up 17%, rising to 171 hectares, whatever that is, which surpasses levels prior to U.S. President Bill Clinton's Plan Colombia counter-narcotics program. Well, you know why, folks. Well, you know where all the cocaine's going. The agency. They fly it into Mena, Arkansas. That's where the Clintons got their big chip from. They allowed it to happen. People have been killed for telling you this, but I'm telling you, and I haven't been killed yet, so there you go. Cody Wilson and a 3D printed gun taken down. This is what happens when you go up against the state and you have a degree of notoriety. You get framed or set up for a fall and a lifetime of shame. That's what happened to Cody Wilson, the guy who invented the 3D printed gun. He was arrested in Taiwan, accused of, quote, sexual assaulting a 16-year-old girl in Texas. He'll probably never see the light of day again. It's a crazy world, folks. Indeed. Saudi Arabia fears U.S. sanctions for buying Russian missile defense system. I think this is a plant, because I think America wants to get their hands on it, if they have it already, to see what the Russians have. But anyway, Saudi Arabia's ambassador to Russia has revealed his hope that the U.S. will not impose sanctions on his country for its plans to buy the S-400 missile defense system from Moscow. CollegeOnline.com reported on Friday. Hope I got that right. Let's see. School district to begin randomly drug testing students. This is from Blacklisted News, by the way. A school district in Clark County, Indiana, will soon be randomly drug testing students who want to participate in extracurricular activities like sports, band, and driving to school. I don't consider that extracurricular, but whatever. Henryville High School and Borden High School will randomly select 10 students each quarter and test them for 10 drugs that teenagers are most likely to use, ABC 13 reported. Well, what do you know about that? Let's see, where was... I had another story. Oh, China threatens the United States with, quote, consequences if it does not immediately revoke sanctions over Russian weapons deal. Just hours after Beijing called off trade talks with the U.S. in the biggest escalation of the trade feud between the two nations, the war of words between China and the U.S. ratcheted up again on Saturday when Beijing lashed out again at Washington, saying that China's decision to buy fighter jets and missile systems from Russia is a, quote, normal act of cooperation between sovereign countries. It's hard to argue with that, folks. And the U.S. has no right to interfere. I couldn't agree more. Defense Ministry Wu Quan said on Saturday. That's the best I can do. Assange, Julian Assange, last interview before blackout. His quote, this is the last free generation. Before his links to the world were cut by his Ecuadorian host, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange gave an interview on how technological advances are changing humankind. He said global surveillance will soon be totally unavoidable. I could not agree more. And he should know, folks. He should know. That's sad. I've heard stories he's dead. I hope that's not true. I think, well, I always heard Trump was going to pardon him. I wish that would happen. But you never know. You just don't know. See, I had something in here I'd written about Schumer, but I can't seem to put my hands on it. French politician Marine Le Pen says a court ordered her to undergo psychiatric evaluation for denouncing terrorism and posting a series of images on Twitter showing ISIS executions of hostages. Now, if convicted, she faces a maximum fine of 75,000 francs, I guess, and up to 3 years in prison. Now, Le Pen has been targeted by authorities in the past. Recently, French judges blocked $2 million of funding for her party. She says that withholding funding will likely result in the party becoming defunct. Of course. Of course it will. Because that's what they do. They're getting rid of their, you know,
competition.
There you go.
They want to do that anyway.
Exactly. You know, it's a big club and you ain't in it. I mean, just go back and listen to that. He's dead on right in everything he's saying.
Oh, yeah.
Here's another interesting little tidbit I gleaned from naturalnews.com. Scientists who work for the U.S. government do not vaccinate their own kids. Los Alamos, New Mexico, where our country's most scientifically literate families are avoiding vaccines like the plague. Meanwhile, the infected vaxxers are all throwing poison fits, wondering why all the sheeple aren't following the rest of the herd like they've been summoned to do by the script-fed mass media and morally corrupt CDC. You got that right. And I know the CDC is corrupt because I know they're lying. Because I have Morgellons and I know there's something to it and they claim it's delusional parasitosis. It's not. Anyway, justification for the U.S. war in Afghanistan is no small matter. It's the moral basis for the killing of over 100,000 Afghans, plus the death of just over 2,000 American soldiers. The basis for this war was an official document that was classified as secret, but which was said to contain conclusive proof that the 9/11 attack on the United States was directed from Afghanistan. Now, Surprise, surprise, at long last, that document has been found, and to the great shame of those in high places, there's no proof whatsoever in the document. We now know why the document was classified as secret, because it contained information that would bastardize national security. I'm just reading it. Not because it contained information that would bastardize national security, but because it would have jeopardized those who told us the lie. The war was planned in detail long before 9/11, and its purpose was not to fight terrorism, but to control the flow of oil in the Middle East. Say it ain't so.
Yeah, same reason they went into Iraq. I mean, that was, you know, be honest with you.
Please.
If you want to look at their reasons for going in, it was about weapons of mass destruction. let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Is a Stargate a weapon of mass destruction?
Yes.
It is?
I think it is. It can, but it can be.
Yeah, it can be, because that's why they went in there, because they saw the cylinder seal in the in the museum.
Yeah.
First thing they did is raid the museum and got the information.
All the ancient knowledge.
It was on the cylinder seal.
And they didn't return it when they got done either.
Right. And that's what it was about.
Absolutely. You know, something else I heard when we went to, was it Panama and Noriega?
Right.
What that was all about was, well, we all know what the Germans did in World War II. They looted France. They got all the Jewish gold, you know, Nazi gold. A lot of it was in Lake Tippett's, you know. The Japanese did the same thing. They went into China and looted those countries. They had as much money, if not more, than the Germans did. Where'd that money go? It was kept in caves in Panama, and Noriega was kind of the overseer. Anyway, I read this story, and it makes a lot of sense. That's why we went to Panama, was to get that money. Throw him in jail or whatever and take the money. Doesn't surprise me.
No, uh-uh.
Sadly, nothing surprises me anymore. Oh, you know, earlier I was talking about aborted fetuses. Okay, this is a Dr. Mercola, who's the only doctor online I trust. For several years, anti-abortion advocates have been warning that a new technology for enhancing flavors such as sweetness and saltiness uses aborted fetal cells in the process. The biotech company using this novel process, Senomics, S-E-N-O-M-Y-X, has signed contracts with Pepsi, a Ajinomoto company, the maker of aspartame and meat glue. You need to Google meat glue.
What is meat glue? What is
They take pieces of meat and they basically glue it back together, and they make steaks with these little strips of meat that have been glued back together. You can't tell the difference in looking at them. The taste is a whole other story. But
the muscle fiber. Take the muscle fiber and glue it.
I'm not sure what the stuff is they use to glue it together, but it's disgusting. But Nestle's and other food and beverage companies over the past several years use this process. Now, to be honest, there's no actual baby kidney cells in the drinks, but they use the cell known as HEK-293, which comes from the fetus's kidney cells. They use that, how should I put it? It's hard to explain. They use it to make the enhancer, but it's not, they claim it's not actually in the drink, which I find impossible, but that's just my opinion. But anyway, I wouldn't touch any of this stuff. And if you Google it and you find out what drinks it's in, it's going to make you sick.
That's kind of like that that HBO special that was coming on in the early 2000s. I think it was True Blood or something like that. And it was the name of a drink that the vampires of the town drank. You know what I'm saying?
I do. That's disgusting.
Yeah, it was. I mean, they could roam free in inside the town. They could go in bars and stuff, but they didn't order drink. Alcohol. They'd order
blood.
True Blood. Yeah, it was synthetic True Blood. In other words,
my God,
that's crazy. I mean,
it is crazy.
That food. That food's for them, but they're making it for us too to make money off of.
Uh huh. All right, guys. Short break. We'll be back. Come back with us.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Has your big box pharmacy recently closed and you're looking for a new pharmacy? Have you been forced to move your prescriptions to a large pharmacy that's not very convenient? Adams Drugs has been serving customers in the River Region for over 56 years and invites you to come into any one of our 12 convenient locations and experience the Adams Drugs difference. We started on Adams Avenue across from St. Margaret's Hospital in 1962 and take pride in our excellent customer service and community support. You or one of your family members may have even played on one of the youth sports teams we supported in the past. We accept most all insurance cards, offer delivery service, prescription compounding, specialized packaging services, and are locally owned and operated. Ask us about putting your prescriptions on automatic refill and getting them delivered right to your door. We want you to enjoy doing business with Adams Drugs, and you can rest assured our doors will never close. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Adams Drugs. You can find us at the intersection of prompt and personal.
Discover the William Mason Experience. William Mason Salon is the only Aveda concept salon in Prattville since 2008. Stop in, relax, and put your hair in the hands of one of their talented professionals. Soothing manicures, pedicures, or full body massage, and botanically based Aveda facials. Continue to pamper yourself at home with Aveda lifestyle products available at William Mason Salon, a different salon, an upscale salon, spa, the finest products, and a place that is your kind of place without the upscale price. William Mason takes pride in the advanced education of their stylists, manicurists, and massage therapists, and the personal relationships they maintain with their clients. Call William Mason Salon today at 285-7200. Gift certificates are always available. William Mason Salon, an Aveda Concept Salon in the Prattville Town Center. Call 285-7200 for an appointment or visit on the web at williammasonsalon.net.
Hey, welcome to segment four of the second hour of Clearing the Air. We'll open the phones up when we get done with this segment at the top of the hour. Welcome to the program. For those of you out there who pay attention, as you probably know, Alex Jones's InfoWar account, well, Google took it off. Now PayPal has terminated. In the latest high-tech purge. From Deadline.com, the termination continues. Jones' recent string of high-tech clashes. He has been canceled by numerous social media accounts for his controversial stances on such incidences as the 2012 Sandy Hook massacre. Now, that concerns me because originally he did not buy into the Sandy Hook. He believed Sandy Hook was real, originally. And it took a lot for him to finally see what Wolfgang Halbig and the other ones saw. That it was definitely a false flag, no doubt about it. But his InfoWars platform has been digitally erased from Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, the Apple Store, dozens of other social media sites. You know, the push to erase Jones's work, who's probably one of the most patriotic Americans to ever live, reflects the current state of this nation. Amen to that. This is all from IntelliHub, by the way. The New York Times reports Christine Blasey Ford will meet with FBI agents Friday to discuss recent threats against her. Really? Well, citing an unnamed high-ranking Trump official, the Wall Street Journal and CNN report at least four vulgar messages were sent to Ashley Kavanaugh's work email address. This is Kavanaugh's wife. In one instance, Mrs. Kavanaugh was sent an email which reads, "May you, your husband, and your kids burn in hell." That was nice. Another message states, "Hi, Ashley. You should tell your husband to put a bullet in his skull." And another says, "My condolences to you for being married to a rapist, although you probably deserve it." This is how the left plays, folks. Michigan. A Michigan mom who was arrested for theft after taking away her teen daughter's cell phone as a means of punishment for bad behavior at school has been vindicated, thank God. The Ottawa County prosecutor ultimately dismissed the charges against Jody May on Tuesday, but that hasn't stopped May from seeking answers. Quote, "I would like some answers as to why it got so far and how it got to where this happened within my home. I'm disciplining my child, and then next thing you know, I'm the one being handcuffed," she told WOOD-TV in an interview. May was nursing a four-month-old baby at the time of her arrest. She said, quote, he told me that he was going to arrest me, and I asked him if I could turn myself in on that Monday by myself, that I had a new baby. She wasn't taking the bottle yet, so obviously that didn't work. They arrested her. Unbelievable. Scientists are concerned about the next significant space weather event, which begins at the sun in the center of the solar system. Severe space weather occurs less frequently than traditional weather on Earth, but can be more destructive in nature. The sun is now headed towards a solar minimum, forecast to arrive in 2019, as the sun changes over from solar cycle 24 to solar cycle 25. The sun goes through 11-year cycles, during which solar activity increases and decreases.
Right.
Tracking sunspot activity dates back to the start of the first solar cycle in 1755. Today, simple sketching and counting of sunspot numbers have given way to land-based and space-based technologies that continually monitor the sun, as we know from this past week. Scientists have discovered that intense activities such as sunspots and solar flares generally subside during a solar minimum. Now, Dean Pesnell of NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland, said during a solar minimum, that does not mean the sun becomes dull. He said solar activity just simply changes. For instance, he warned, during a solar minimum, we can see the development of long-lived coronal holes. Now, coronal holes are large regions in the sun's atmosphere where the sun's magnetic field opens up and allows streams of solar particles, known as coronal mass ejection, to escape the sun as fast solar wind. If the coronal hole is Earth-facing, the electrically charged particles from the sun slam into Earth's magnetic field and cause intense electromagnetic storms around the planet. The impact of these particles on the electronic infrastructure underlying modern industrial civilization can be devastating, said the Financial Times. GMEs disrupt GPSs, satellites, and astronauts currently in space. Even airline crew and passengers get a markedly higher dose of radiation during solar storms, especially during polar crossing transoceanic flights. And a repeat of the most significant solar storm on record, the 1859 Carrington Superflare, would cost trillions of dollars in damage as power grids, communication networks, and electronic equipment worldwide would be knocked out. Some scientists believe that Earth is due for a severe solar space weather event that could send civilization temporarily into reverse. Now, another incident occurred, you probably didn't know about this, in 1989, when an Earth-facing CME rocked the planet, producing a surge in voltage that caused Hydro-Quebec power grid in Canada to collapse, it happened in Canada, who cares? Leaving millions of people without electricity. During a big geomagnetic storm in 2003, a Japanese scientific satellite was lost, and 10% of the world's satellite fleet suffered malfunctions, said Professor Richard Horn of the British Antarctic Survey. Today, we have around 1,500 satellites in orbit, with thousands more due to be launched in the next few years, Professor Horn adds. People are trying to use more commercial off-the-shelf components rather than components made to operate in space, and many systems have not been tested in a major storm, so there's a lot of uncertainty about what might happen, you see. A recent space weather event in late April 2017 allegedly knocked out power grids across the entire country in one simultaneous fashion. San Francisco, New York, and Los Angeles were the three main areas affected. I remember we talked about that when it happened, and nobody really knew why.
Right.
Each region experienced changes or shutdowns in basic infrastructure, such as communication networks and mass transportation. An unfortunate coincidence of adverse space and Earth weather came in September 2017 when space storms disrupted shortwave radio for hours, preventing emergency response to hurricanes that were tearing apart the Caribbean. The sun's been very quiet for at least 10 years. It reminds people not to be complacent, said Mike Hapgood, head of the space weather at the UK Rutherford Appleton Laboratory. That's British for laboratory. Scientists tell the Financial Times that satellites can monitor potentially troublesome activity on the sun days ahead of a possible eruption, forecasting the path and effects of an actual CME. Well, that's very difficult. If the CME is Earth-facing, it takes about 24 hours to arrive, so when the next big solar flare comes racing towards Earth, government officials do not have enough time to prepare the nation or even the world for impact. It would be, and I quote, devastating.
All they can do is just put a warning up. And
I don't think they would do that.
I think, I don't know, Trump may do it because of because we supposed to had a warning over our cell phones, when was it, last week?
And Trump moved it up, canceled
it. He canceled it. But yeah, they don't tell you everything that's going on. Because we're believe it or not, we're three quarters and 7/8 of the way through the galactic plane. When I say galactic plane is, that's that. If you ever see a picture of our galaxy, if you ever see one in a book, look at edge on it. There's a gap between what look like the stars. Look like the stars are sandwiched together in between a blank space that's in the middle. Mm-hmm. There's not a whole lot of stars in that.
Right.
That's what we're going through right now. We're almost through it.
So what does that mean for us?
What that means for us is that when the sun goes through this region, that's an energetically charged area. And sometimes, you know, the sun, we just have to be in our animal minimum, and the sun will power down. That's why, you know, we can't see the sun now, because they got the simulator powered up. The sun is being magnified through that simulator. There's a firewall up, you know, so we can't see actually what's going on out there.
Amen.
And people, I mean, it's true. This sounds crazy.
No, it's true. It's been proven.
Yeah. There is a simulator out there. If you don't believe me, there was a patent that was done in 1957 for it. And they've got it. There's facets out there in space, and if you like I told you, just go to the Alaska sky cams, you can actually see the reflection of the actual simulator, and it shows it in facets, and those facets are multicolored. So when you look at it through a telescope or you look at it through a camera, it'll actually reflect off of the lens of the camera when the sun actually migrates past something. And most of the times when I'm looking at the cameras that are in Alaska, I'm looking for transiting planets. And it's a gravy train, because every time those cameras never fail. It's amazing. They never fail. because the shield that they put up is weak in that area up there at the top of the world, and plus there's a lot of ionized particles, you know, coming in through through the poles, and that's got a lot to do with the reason why you can see things up there in that region.
Wow. Before we hit the top of the hour, let me get this out there. This is one of those really stories. Kavanaugh accuser the aforementioned Christine Blasey Ford. Who claims without any evidence that Kavanaugh inappropriately touched her at a drunken party while in high school, turns out to have ties to an abortion pill pharmaceutical company called Corcept Therapeutics. This discovery brings to light an obvious conflict of interest in Blasey's story, revealing that she works for a pharmaceutical company that manufactures an abortion pill drug whose profits could be strongly impacted by future Supreme Court decisions on abortion rights. Now, Corcept Therapeutics, which you can find at Corcept, CORCEPT.com, manufactures and markets an abortion pill called Mifepristone, and Chrissy Blasey Ford is a co-author of at least 8 published scientific papers produced by the pharmaceutical giant to promote its pills. You can see her name listed on several publications at the Corcept.com webpage detailing their research papers. Now, this is a $166 billion company. It has current annual sales of $216 million. It offers just one drug, the aforementioned Mifepristone, which is widely known as an abortion pill, or RU486. Unbelievable. So what you have to understand is, if Kavanaugh were to be confirmed, and he's part of the decision that overturns Roe v. Wade, then it would make the prescribing of Corcept's drug